undertow. I'm going to become part of the counter wave or the wave back. But then you think, well, but the tidal wave inscribes the undertow. I mean, you actually don't want to become part of the wave. You don't simply want to be this kind of inanimate, you know, sort of, you don't want to, you know, being tossed, flotsam and jetsam, you know, being tossed kind of unconsciously about in the wave. So you think that you're going to subscribe to the undertow, but then it turns out, of course, that the undertow is shaped or conditioned and certainly dependent on the power of the wave. So it seems like there's no way of avoiding it. So then you think, well, all right, I'm not going to think about the sort of dynamics of the wave. I'm going to think about surfing. I'm going to think about how I'm going to ride. I've had long, long conversations with real hardcore surfers, and they all point out that, well, yeah, some dudes like to, you know, just focus on that first 3 seconds, you know, that first moment, you know, just getting it. And then they'll pull out, you know, right away, because that's what they're interested in. And others are interested in getting in the sort of in the tunnel. And then there's that the mythical surfer who will one day catch that most magnificent and perfect, elegant wave, ride it all the way to the shore, leave the board on the beach, and leave and never ever surf again. And my point being that there are options. We'll be right back.